This is Mijat Riedel interviewing Judith Schachter at the Artist Home and Studio in Philadelphia on July 19th, 2011 for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. So let's start just dealing with some of that early biographical information. We can move on from there.
Okay, dope.
You were born in Florida, yeah?
Gainesville, Florida,
mm-hmm,
2/14/1961.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day,
right.
Yes.
1961. And you lived there to the age of two, yes?
No, I think before two,
okay.
We left. I obviously don't remember.
But
right. My father was, I guess, a postdoc at the University of Gainesville. I'm not sure what his position was, but he moved to Boston. And worked at Tufts after that.
Okay.
And
that
we left.
And what was his name? Or what is his name?
His name is Moselio Schachter, but everyone calls him Elio. That's with one L.
And your mother?
My mother was Barbara Ruth Thompson Schachter.
Okay. And do you have any siblings?
I have a younger brother, John Nathaniel Schachter.
And what did your father do? He's retired now, yeah?
Well, he's retired now, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's semi-retired.
Mm-hmm.
He is a microbiologist, and he was the chairman of the microbiology department at Tufts Medical School for, he was chairman, I think, 28 years, but he worked there for 35.
Mm. And so did you have a lot of exposure to science and scientific thinking, young postdoc or, you know, doctoral students growing up?
I wouldn't say a lot,
mm-hmm.
but definitely more than your average bear.
Mm-hmm.
And I like science.
Yeah, and was there a lot of conversation about research and science growing up?
I would say my father wasn't home.
Okay.
He was a busy guy.
Gotcha.
So, yes and no, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that wasn't the flavor of the household per se. A little bit.
What was the flavor?
Well, I don't know. I think that most of my childhood was really colored by my brother's disability more than anything else. And but that, of course, would have happened several years down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 3 years younger than me, and he was normal at birth, but he had encephalitis when he was about a year old.
Mm.
And I think that my parents didn't realize there was anything abnormal for a while, so there was a little bit of a lag. But he had, I feel somewhat funny about going on record with this, if he were to read it.
Mm. Well, we don't have to.
Well, it's really important to me because it has a lot to do with who I am, but at the same time, I just want to be diplomatic and delicate about it. Basically, he had encephalitis, and it damaged both Wernicke and Broca's area of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
He's unbelievably intelligent,
mm-hmm.
but there's no way to express it, or no way for him to even access it himself, in a way.
Mm.
It's interesting, the impact of cognitive function on the whole rest of the brain. He's I wouldn't call him normal, although he might not like that. But he would consider it a learning disability.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, it was his, my mother had been a pianist.
Right.
She had studied music composition as an undergraduate at University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd gone on to study at University of Pennsylvania social work.
Okay.
So she had a social work degree. And I think when she realized that my brother, after his illness, he stopped crawling, he stopped saying mama and da-da. And basically, he went backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught on that something was very wrong with him. And she basically used her training to address his difficulties for a good part of things. And now, I mean, if she hadn't done that, I would be his parent in some ways.
Right.
But he's quite independent.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's lucky. And then she went on and used some of that training to become director of a school for autism. Yeah?
She was endlessly interested in brains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost bizarre that, yeah, maybe our family was science-y because it became like a laboratory, but more for her.
Yeah.
And she ended up volunteering at a place called the League School of Boston, which
mm-hmm.
was a school for